Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Fun Friday here on the show. And what could be more fun than me going solo today? That's right. So, normally Lance Storm is going to be on Fridays, but today is under siege. And so he is unavailable today, and Filthy Tom is unavailable as well. The elementary school picnic apparently is today, so he's enjoying some hot dogs, hamburgers, you know, chicken nuggies. So it's just me. And luckily I got a lot to talk about here today. But we may open up the phone lines in the final segment so you can join the show as the co-host here today. But in the meantime, you can send text messages and emails, and I'll give you those numbers, addresses here in a moment. But yes, tonight is TNA Under Siege. Tonight is SmackDown. Tomorrow is Saturday night's main event. Sunday is Battleground. Sunday is Double or Nothing. Monday is Raw. And it just keeps going. Last night was Collision and Impact. And yes, I did watch both of them. So I'll be able to give the... we'll talk about those two on the program here today. We're going to talk about the current non-existent location of next year's WrestleMania. Yes. Right now, there still is no WrestleMania location. But we'll tell you what's going on at this exact moment. Got an update on Drew McIntyre, who is working hurt, Goldberg's retirement, Dynamite, ratings, Tony Khan's media call, Ace Austin leaving TNA, the Under Siege lineup, and plenty more. So, if you want to text us, join the show today. Be the co-host, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. And I'm F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I just resubscribed to my own Twitch channel. No comps. Did you know you could subscribe free to Twitch? Yes. If you have Amazon Prime, you go to subscribe. It asks if you want to use your Amazon Prime account. It's a secret free perk of an Amazon Prime membership. And you just put your info in and you can be part of our Twitch subscription chat for free every month. You have to re-sign up. It's called a subscription, but you have to re-sign up every month. But this weekend, there's a AEW show. And so we're going to be doing a post show on YouTube for subscribers and Twitch for subscribers. But you have to be a subscriber, which is noted, you can do for free with your Amazon Prime account. So if you want to watch the post show that Vinny and I do this weekend, the AEW Double or Nothing post show, live and streaming on Twitch, just go over there and use your Amazon Prime account. twitch.tv/F4WVideo. That is twitch.tv/F4WVideo. Join. You can also watch Observer Live every day. And you don't have to use the YouTube chat. You can use the Twitch chat, which is the much better chat. YouTube chat is great if it's a members show. When it's free YouTube, even they know. All right. What's the news today? Seems to be a lot of confusion about this WrestleMania thing. Someone here on the chat goes, what? It's not confirmed? Well, here's the thing. This seems like a really simple story, but it is a very weird story. So the simple story seems to be, well, they announced New Orleans, they were offered a better deal, and so they switched. That seems like the easy story, but it is not that simple. Because right now, it appears next year's WrestleMania is going to be in Las Vegas again and not in New Orleans. But what is weird about this story is that it leaked yesterday that WrestleMania was no longer in New Orleans, okay? Now, if you listen to the show yesterday, I talked about three rumored locations. And this was from talking to a lot of people, and this was also people within WWE. Because no one knew at that point. They only knew it was no longer New Orleans. So the rumored locations were Saudi Arabia and Mexico and London. And the reason for all of these, well, there were a lot of reasons. Obviously, the Saudi Arabia reason was people figured, well, it's got to be moving to Saudi Arabia because Saudi Arabia can pay enough money to make it worth their while to pull out of New Orleans. Well, the problem with Saudi Arabia is they're already doing the Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia. So that would look like a distant third. There was also Mexico. And I thought, okay, well, Mexico is a possibility because, hey, they just bought AAA. They want to move full bore into Mexico. There's Aztec Stadium, which just would be, it would be the biggest WrestleMania of all time if they went to Aztec Stadium. As far as attendance, they could put like 125,000 people in there. So I thought the timing, you know, maybe that's what happened. They're going to Mexico. Others thought that as well. And the third option was London, which would be an attempt to, you know, put one over on AEW. Go in there, probably run Wembley, try to sell more tickets. You know, tickets would be significantly more expensive, enormous gate. London has been wanting the show for a long time. Everyone's been talking about London. So those were like the three that everybody was talking about is it's probably going to be moving to one of those places. Well, then shortly after the show ended, it came out that no, they're trying to run Las Vegas again. And my first thought was, what? Why? Why are we running Vegas again? And obviously the answer is, well, money. The city of Vegas was obviously willing to pay them more than New Orleans was. Now, it had to have been like quite a bit more, because my guess is that to break the contract with New Orleans, you know, you're going to have to probably pay them something and promise them a WrestleMania down the road. And, you know, so it had to be, you know, pretty big amount of money. So here's where the weird thing comes in. So it all comes out that WrestleMania is not in New Orleans, and it's almost certainly going to be in Las Vegas. But I say almost certainly because it's not confirmed yet. They don't have Las Vegas locked down. So, from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, Dave Meltzer reports, TKO Sports Group plans to run Mania in Vegas, and the decision was made partially because this year's Mania made so much money overall in Las Vegas from all sources, and they could not make that level of money in New Orleans. The other is the company loved having it in Vegas because key TKO executives live there, and Nick Khan grew up there. The plan is to run WrestleMania not necessarily every year, but frequently, which, by the way, WWE has stated that's not necessarily true, but, I mean, we'll see down the road. I think there's going to be a lot of WrestleManias in Vegas. And the idea is the city wants to have a major destination sports event every year, which would be Super Bowl, Final Four, College Football, National Championship Final, and WrestleMania. And so, so they would be running there more frequently for Mania. So Dave confirmed WWE has reserved Allegiant Stadium. So when I first heard Vegas, I thought they must have got a great deal on the Sphere. Nope. Allegiant Stadium, April 18th and 19th. So originally, New Orleans was going to be April 11th and 12th, but they're looking at April 18th and 19th for WrestleMania, which is not Easter weekend. That's the first weekend of April this coming year. But he says there are a couple of issues that are being worked out regarding the move. There's a concert booked at the stadium that has not been announced that makes the moving in and setting up of the stadium too tight. Those in charge of the stadium have attempted to move the concert date, but the concert promoters have stated they have a contract for that date and thus they are unwilling to move. The other is the Las Vegas Convention Center, which hosted all the fan gatherings, is open for that weekend but does not have the same amount of open space as it did for WrestleMania this year. The other event that as part of the convention center booked is also unwilling to move, but they could use less space in the building or move to a different convention center, with the Mandalay Bay being most likely. So there are two holdups. And at this point, I mean, it's almost certainly going to be in Vegas, but it's not confirmed. So I don't like to be a conspiracy theorist, but I'm just telling you what people have asked. And it is an interesting question. Did New Orleans leak this before the deal was done because they were upset about what happened? Because the information that it's no longer in New Orleans, that did come out from the New Orleans side. So I don't know if that's the case. It's maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But it is very interesting that the news came out that they are no longer doing New Orleans before the deal had been done to actually move to Los Angeles. So literally as of right now, 3:20 p.m. Eastern on Friday, May 23rd, there is no actual location for WrestleMania yet for next year. I would presume that that deal will probably be done at some point, but it is not done right now. Michael Booble says, I don't like to be a conspiracy theorist, but I host a show about conspiracies called After Dark. No, I don't. I don't do conspiracies on After Dark. I don't like them. Find the last After Dark where I talked about conspiracies. I did not. But I should note that, whether New Orleans leaked that information or not, I mean, they are still allegedly scheduled to have a future WrestleMania. When that will be, we'll see. But, this person wants an honest question. How many people can fit into the Sphere? Well, it's not even, for the Sphere, it wouldn't be so much about, like, how many people can we fit in there? But can we do a $40 million gate running the Sphere for two nights? Which, honestly, they probably could. So, but right now it is not the Sphere. It would be Allegiant Stadium. So anyway, that's the latest on WrestleMania. And maybe today it'll get confirmed. I would think that to move some of these events, they may have to also pay for that. So must be making a lot of money off this deal. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. All right. We got Saturday night's main event, and Drew McIntyre says he is going in injured. There was a spotted backlash earlier this month. McIntyre's head hit the floor when he was given a South of Heaven chokeslam by Damian Priest from a production area through a table. He was evaluated by the medical team backstage, but was not seriously injured. And that is absolutely true, because I remember when that happened. I was like, that did not look good. And they checked on him, and he was banged up, but they cleared him, so it wasn't a head injury. But, I mean, the spot was, there's two things about the spot. Number one, like in real life, that sucked. You know, he kind of missed that second table and crashed hard on the ground. And the other one is in storyline. Like, the South of Heaven is a choke slam where you also sit out. And they're up on that production thing, and Damian Priest grabs him for a choke slam. And if it's real, like, just choke slam the guy off and just stand there. But instead, he does his move, which involves going with it and sitting down. So he also goes through the table and his storyline got hurt. So that one in storyline, that didn't make any sense, but that's what they had to do to get them both laid out, so that's what they did. Saturday night's main event is Saturday, and yes, that is hard to believe, I know. Jey Uso versus Logan Paul for the world title. John Cena versus R-Truth. It's a non-title match. R-Truth did not win a title match by getting put through that table at that press conference. Drew McIntyre versus Damian Priest is a steel cage match. And CM Punk and Sami Zayn will take on Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker. That's Saturday night, 8 Eastern on NBC. So we'll see how the show does this time around. Tonight we got two shows. I'll get to Under Siege after a while. SmackDown has Street Profits versus Fraxium for the tag team titles. Money in the Bank qualifying matches. I love these matches because it's just like three people you would never expect to see have a match with each other, but they are. Charlotte, Julia, and Zelina, all in a qualifier. And then LA Knight, Aleister Black, and Shinsuke Nakamura, all in a qualifier. So the other day, Tom was asking, you know, who do you think is, I think it was Tom, who's going to do the fall in that Charlotte Julia Zelina match? And I concluded Zelina, and he was like, well, she's a champion. And I think about it, and I was like, God, she didn't win that secondary title. Golly. And then somebody, might have been Brandon, brought to my attention that they're doing a weird storyline, and that is that Alexa Bliss has returned. She's a babyface, but she wants to be friends with Charlotte, who I was going to say she's a heel, but I'm really honestly, I think she's a heel, but it's Charlotte Flair. So I've asked this question 1,000 times, and you know, Charlotte's booed vociferously by the fans. But, like, when she came back, I mean, she was supposed to be a babyface, and they didn't want it at all. And they, like, just booed her out of the building. And I guess they kind of went with it, but maybe she's supposed to be a babyface. But anyway, Alexa inexplicably wants to be Charlotte's friend, even though Charlotte is hated and Alexa is loved. Charlotte doesn't want to be Alexa's friend, but, like, apparently Alexa really wants to be her friend or whatever. And she keeps telling her, like, you could use some help. So, anyway, the point of all of this is, I actually think there's a decent chance now that Charlotte is the one who takes the fall in that three-way, so that then Alexa can say, see, you do need a friend. And that continues that storyline. So, I don't know. I can't figure out some of this stuff. It's worse on NXT, I'll tell you that much. So then, Saturday night's main event. We'll talk about AEW here in a moment. But a couple of other news notes before we get into that. Without revealing where it will be taking place. Goldberg is given a hint regarding the location of his retirement match. It will be in the South, he says. So, of course, most likely that would be somewhere in Atlanta. I guess we'll find out when they run another big show in Atlanta. But, I mean, it could be really anywhere. But my guess would be most likely his retirement match in his hometown. The Dynamite show on Wednesday did not do particularly well. This was the go-home show for the pay-per-view. And I should note that, especially you can go back historically, the fact of the matter is that the rating for the go-home show usually has no bearing whatsoever on the pay-per-view buy rate. Because, you know, the fact is, even if this show did 200,000 viewers, you know, those would be the most hardcore 200,000. If it only did 200,000 viewers, those are the people you're trying to convince to buy your pay-per-view. And your pay-per-view buy rate is going to be a fraction of the number of people that watch television. So, you know, it could do 575. It could do 1 million. You know, you're still trying to convince a smaller number of people that have 55 extra bucks or whatever to buy the pay-per-view. So whatever the show did, I don't think it has any bearing on how the pay-per-view is going to do. But it did do 575,000, down 16% from last week, which is the lowest audience total since April and the third lowest in all of 2025. It did a 0.15 in 18 to 49, which is down 12% from last week, which is also the lowest since April 23rd and the third lowest of 2025. Had several big games. There was a Knicks versus Pacers NBA conference final game that did 5.7 million viewers and a 1.89 in 18 to 49. And an Edmonton Oilers versus Dallas Stars NHL Western Conference final game that did 1.46 and a 0.45. So what I was interested in was the quarters, because, and I don't like to be a broken record, but I am when I have to be. So Dynamite opened at 714,000 viewers, and it stayed relatively steady for the first hour. You know, went down a little bit. It was basically exactly in line with how the show normally does for the first hour. And then, you know, the Hurt Syndicate MJF segment, that did lose viewers. It was below average. That was also the segment with Ricochet and Anthony Bowens. And then the next quarter had a double ad break, and that was even further below average. And then, you know, from there, it was below average the rest of the show. And the final two segments, which would be the Mina Shirakawa match with Julia Hart, that did under 500,000 viewers, 495. And then the overrun, which it's a broken record, the overrun did 455, which was significantly below even the usual overrun number. And that was when they shot the main event with all of the guys in the Anarchy for the Arena match, 455,000 viewers. So, you know, the talking points that I rattle off every week, two of them. Number one, the overrun, 9 times out of 10, is a negative. But Tony grew up in the 90s. He loves overruns, and he just does them every week, come hell or high water, and I don't know why. Like, everything that he puts in the overrun, with rare exceptions, far more people would have seen it if it just ended the show and the show ended at the top of the hour. That's number one. And number two, and I want to preface this by saying that they have done a significantly better job of late with video packages and recaps. I think they've done a much better job, but there's still something missing. And that is that if you shoot an important angle in the first hour, it's okay to recap it in the second hour. And every time I say this, the sickos get really angry. We hate when WWE does this. We don't want it on AEW, blah, blah, blah. But you guys are the sickos. And the fact is, whether it's Raw, SmackDown, Dynamite, Impact, NXT, whatever, Most fans don't watch the whole show. I know you do because you're a sicko, but most fans don't. Even if you have 575,000 viewers, that's your average over the 2 hours, a lot of those people didn't watch the whole show. They watched the first hour, or they started in the second hour, or they tuned out 45 minutes in, or an hour and 15 minutes in, or they started 45 minutes in, whatever. Very few people actually watch an entire show from start to finish. And so I, as a viewer, was watching that show on Wednesday, and I thought this overrun, this final segment is going to die. Because going into it, I thought, why is Julia Hart and Mina the main event? Why is this the last thing on the show? And as it turns out, there was a brawl with everybody in Anarchy in the Arena. Now, some of you will say, well, yes, they did mention this. Yeah, they did. An hour and a half earlier, Samoa Joe did a promo, and he said, I will get you before the end of this show. The problem is, it was never mentioned again. And when you shoot an angle promising something later in the show, you absolutely should recap at the top of the second hour, and you absolutely should recap that again before the main event starts. Because people who watched the entire show, they may have forgotten that. People who tuned in after that didn't even know. People tuned in at the start of the second hour or whatever, no idea. And so you go into the final segment and you think, Julia Hart's the main event, and she ain't beating Mina, so what am I watching the show for? Which is what people did if you look at the quarters. So they need, if there's something where, hey, we're shooting an angle, it's going to be followed up at the end, you got to recap that throughout the show and remind people. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I knew during the break there would be arguments that, you know, it's not my issue whether other people remember or not. I just want to be entertained by the show. Okay. Well, there are other people. In fact, most wrestling fans are not you. The vast majority, in fact. And so, you know, we would like this thing to grow and not slowly decline to only the sickest of the sickos. That's the idea here. All right, a couple of notes from the shows. The Collision show, I was enjoyable enough, but it was very much a show where, like, Dynamite was the go-home show, all the big angles were shot, and this was kind of like a lame duck show. I mean, they did a couple of little angles, but, I mean, this was nothing like Dynamite. So it just opened up with the FTR, Nigel McGuinness, Daniel Garcia segment, and, you know, they cut promos back and forth about the deal, and FTR tried to convince Nigel not to do it. And Nigel instead beat everybody up. They had a brawl, and Nigel and actually they both put submissions on both of FTR, and then Nigel signed the contract, and that match is official for the pay-per-view. It was a fine segment. We had the Don Callis family versus the Outrunners, Los Outrunners. So it was Takeshita, Rocky, and Trent versus Turbo Floyd, Truth Magnum, and Bandido. And this was a very good match. And it was not, however, the 50-50 match. They've been doing a lot less 50-50 of late, which I think is for the best. Obviously, Takeshita, Rocky, and Trent are the push team right now. And it's leading to a match at the pay-per-view. And so this was quick. They did a double pin on the Outrunners. And pinned them both. And so throughout the night, Don Callis was trying to recruit Adam Cole, who was doing commentary, and Adam Cole would have none of it, and that did lead to a match announcement for the pay-per-view. Had a Gabe Kidd hype video, which was good. We had Mercedes versus Reina Isis for the TBS title. And, you know, on paper, it's like, why was this a title match? Just Mercedes has a big match this coming weekend. It's ridiculous to put the title on the line against somebody who has never worked an AEW main roster television show. I don't care what video package you put together for her. And the match itself was just like it was nothing. I mean, it was all right. You know, Mercedes beat her clean with the statement maker, and it was just a match. And then Jamie came down afterwards, and security came in between them. And that sets up their match for Saturday. Kyle Fletcher, Jay Lethal, good match. Again, this was not 50-50. You know, Jay got a little bit of a comeback, but Kyle dominated the match and hit him with a brainbuster and pinned him. And it was fun. It's a good match. I wish they would do more with Jay Lethal, but he is not in the mix at this point. So the Don Callis family hit the ring afterwards. Takeshita, Fletcher, and Josh Alexander were attacking him. Paragon ran down to make the save, and Adam Cole stepped in to help. We had Paragon versus the Grizzled Young Vets, which, again, not really a 50-50. It was Paragon dominating the match, beat him clean, and then afterwards, Adam Cole issued a challenge to the Don Callis family. It's Paragon versus the Don Callis family at the pay-per-view. And Grizzled Young Vets, man, they are a great team. And if they're not signed here, somebody should sign them. Because, you know, what they did in this match was great. And very good match. Josh Alexander, AR Fox. Three guesses what happened here. Josh Alexander beat him with the C4. The match was fine for what it was, and that was that. And then Don Callis and Adam Cole went back and forth. And Don Callis told Josh Alexander, stretch him on Sunday! Cole goes, go for it. So that's the match. Then we had a fun match. It didn't have a ton of time, but it was Mystico, Templario, and Mascara Dorada versus Volador Jr., Magnus, and Rojito. I have argued every collision should have a random six-man lucha match that's just fun. And that's what this was. Fans were going nuts for this stuff, especially the rope walk into the springboard, half-twisting senton there at the end who was that? Dorada, I think it was. But anyway, this match was great. And then Mascara Dorada pinned Magnus with the Shooting Star Press. This was really good. Then we had Mike Bailey and Commander. Actually, it was the Commander match that had the rope walk into the dive. So this was another one. Mike Bailey and Commander versus Rush and Dralistico. So actually, we had two matches, two lucha matches here on this show. And this was another good one. Very, very good match. Mike Bailey and Rush in there just pounding the heck out of each other with the striking battle. Everybody looked good. And in the end, Shooting Star Press from Commander got the pin, so that team won. So we actually basically had two lucha matches in a row, both with Shooting Star Press finishes. So that was that. And then Okada came out afterwards, and everybody who's going to wrestle Okada has it in their mind, I'm going to get the real Okada. I'm going to get this guy. And it almost never happens, but Mike Bailey is the next. Okada comes out there and, you know, Bailey wants a handshake. Okada flips him off. So Bailey hits a spin kick and he knocks Okada outside. And, he doesn't even give this guy a chance. He hits these ropes and he does his big dive and Okada had to catch this guy and Bailey laid him out, grabbed the belt, posed with it. So good, simple little angle to set up the match. But, I don't think anything really, I mean, if you like wrestling, you know, you should watch the show. But if you've got this as well as everything else on your DVR and there's like 50,000 shows, I don't think you necessarily need to go out of your way to watch Collision. There was nothing wrong with it, but I don't think there was really anything other than some good wrestling that you pretty much have to see. It's a very good Toni Storm video segment that she did, hyping up the match with Mina. But that was that. Double or Nothing as Will Ospreay Hangman in the tournament finals. Mercedes and Jamie in the tournament finals. Anarchy in the Arena, which officially is Moxley, Claudio, Wheeler, Matt and Nick Jackson, and Marina versus Swerve, Kenny Omega, Joe, Hobbs, Shibata, and Willow. But of course, you know, I think we're going to have some other people involved, including perhaps the return of Eddie Kingston to take out Gabe Kidd. That would be my my guess. Hook, Hook was there on Wednesday, and I do not believe he has been cleared yet. Doesn't mean he couldn't be cleared by Sunday, but he wasn't cleared yet. And so my guess is that he's probably not going to be the person to come take out Gabe Kidd. We have Toni Storm versus Mina Shirakawa. We have Okada versus Mike Bailey. We've got Lashley and Shelton versus the Sons of Texas. Ricochet and Mark Briscoe in a stretcher match. Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong versus Fletcher, Takeshita, and Josh Alexander. Dash and Cash versus Nigel and Daniel Garcia. And the buy-in is Megan Bain and Penelope Ford versus Anna Jay and Harley Cameron. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 matches scheduled for Saturday. One of which is on the pre-show. Yeah, they didn't bring up Darby climbing Mount Everest. They did not bring it up on any of the shows, so I'm sure there's a reason for that, and they will down the road, but that's correct. They didn't. All right, a couple of notes from Impact. We had Mustafa Ali versus Ace Austin, and Ali got the win, and match was good. And this Ace Austin, he is so good. And apparently he's leaving TNA. So I don't know if he's going to end up in WWE or AEW, but man, this guy's got to end up somewhere because he is great. We had the Northern Armory versus the Aztec Warriors, which it was fine. You know, it was a fine match. The highlight of the match, actually, is just... So, you know, the Northern Armory is Travis Williams and Judas Icarus and Laredo and Octagon Jr., the Aztec Warriors. And the match is fun, you know, and everything like that. But Eric Young is on the outside. And, man, this guy is this old-school wrestler who wants to fight the fans. And multiple times, during the match and after the match, he does the gimmick where he's going to go after the fans. And this was the highlight of this match by miles, is watching Eric Young threaten to beat up these fans. Eddie Edwards beat Jake Painter. Just a squash match. They gave Painter like a spot or two, but Eddie killed him. And Cody Deaner's at ringside. And, of course, Eddie Edwards says this is the same thing that's going to happen to you at the pay-per-view, because the storyline is that Eddie Edwards is facing Cody Deaner. If Cody Deaner wins, he gets a TNA contract. If not, he's out of here. And he's got to tell his kids that he's a failure. Mance Warner, get a Mance Warner segment here. There are a bunch of promo segments on the show. We had First Class versus Sami Callihan and Mike Santana. And First Class won and ended up with Callihan getting pinned by Navarro. And honestly, like, you know, they just did that Mance Warner, Sami Callihan match at the show, the bloodbath. You know, Mance Warner got his arm cut up and he's freaking bleeding everywhere. They tape it up and they use the lemon and everything. I mean, it was a great, like, it was, if you want to see like a hardcore violent blood match, I mean, that was a great one. And you know, it was a semi-main event, and when it was over, like, everybody left. They didn't even care about the international title match. They wanted to see that match. They loved it, and then they left afterwards. And the point is, Sami Callihan won, and it felt like a big win. It felt like something big. And then he just shows up here and gets pinned by KC Navarro. So it was really weird. But that's what they did there. So Santino versus Robert Stone in an authority debate. And, you know, they just basically had an argument back and forth, which really led to a big brawl between all of the women. We had Ariana ends up getting dragged out of the ring by Tessa. And then Masha comes down, and then everybody has a big brawl, and Masha tries to put Tessa through a table, but the table doesn't break. So then she tries to put the table in the corner and give her a running DVD through the table. It doesn't break again. And now the fans are like, they really want to see a table break. But after that one, Masha was just like, that table ain't breaking. And she goes and celebrates, and that's the end of the segment. But this Robert Stone, he's very underutilized in NXT, but my God, that guy can talk. So he was awesome in this segment. Santino did a good job as well, but man, this Mr. Stone is underutilized. We had Spitfire winning a match. The storyline is they're having a match at the pay-per-view. If they lose, they've made their own stipulation. Spitfire is done. If we lose this match, they will break up. And then we had Joe Hendry and Elijah versus Moose and Brian Myers with Trick Williams at commentary. And Joe Hendry and Elijah won. They got the pin over Brian Myers. And I will say that, like, sometimes you will hear a guy doing commentary and it's like, hey, it's all right, he's whatever. Man, this Trick is awesome on commentary, which you should think because he's such a great promo. But he was great on this show. But that sets up the Trick Williams-Joe Hendry match of the pay-per-view for the TNA title. And we will run down the lineup for those shows after the break. Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So TNA and NXT are kind of intertwined. So Under Siege is tonight with Joe Hendry and Elijah versus Trick Williams and Frankie Kazarian. So Trick is working the main event tonight and also on Sunday, as is Joe Hendry. We got Masha versus Victoria Crawford for the Knockouts title. Nick and Ryan Nemeth versus Matt Hardy and Leon Slater because Jeff Hardy can't get over the border. Eddie Edwards, Cody Deaner with a contract on the line for Cody. Steve Macklin, Matt Cardona will not be taking place. They said that Steve Macklin couldn't get cleared, but he would be cleared in a few days. So that's on TV next week. Ash and Heather by Elegance versus Jody Threat and Danny Luna. Mike Santana versus AJ Francis. And Tessa versus Ariana with Mr. Stone and Santino in the corners. And then that leads to Battleground on Sunday. And that has Obafemi Miles Bourne, Stephanie versus Jordan Grace for the women's title, Joe Hendry versus Trick for the TNA title on an NXT pay-per-view, and Tony D versus Stax Lorenzo. So a lot of stuff coming up this weekend. And I will be up on Sunday, twice, covering everything. A Brian and Vinny show right after the AW pay-per-view ends, and then Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave on Sunday later in the evening, and we will cover all of these shows. So a lot to listen to this weekend. Dave and Gary are going to be up tonight. There was a Brian and Vinny show last night with AW, Dynamite, NXT. You can listen to all those at f4wonline.com. New subscribers, f4wonline.com/new. You can get half off. And for only the podcasts, and we do 84 of them a month, only the podcasts, f4wonline.com/Apple for Apple Podcasts, f4wonline.com/Spotify for Spotify, and f4wonline.com/YouTube for YouTube. And don't forget to use Amazon Prime and sign up to twitch.tv/F4WVideo, and you can watch the post show this coming Sunday. So anyway, that's it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.